Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
In the book of Ezra, we read how God fulfills his promise to return his people to their land after 70 years of being in captivity. The book of Ezra tells the story of two returns from Babylon. The first was led by Zerubbabel to rebuild the temple, and the second was under the leadership of Ezra to rebuild the spiritual condition of the people. In the first return, when the temple began to be rebuilt after the foundation had been laid, men rose up against the people of God to try to stop the work. They tried all kinds of different tactics. For example, they tried deceiving them. They tried weakening their hands. They tried troubling them. They even hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose. They mocked them. And for a time, they were successful and the rebuilding stopped. And it seemed as if the work of the Lord was not going to be accomplished, but the Lord intervened and the temple was eventually completed. But even after the temple was completed, the enemies of God's people did not stop fighting. When Nehemiah, who led the third and last return from exile to Jerusalem, when he took bold action to rebuild the broken-down wall of Jerusalem and to restore the gates that had been burned with fire, their enemies were furious. They were not going to sit idly by without a fight. We read in Nehemiah chapter 4 that as the wall began to be built and joined together and the breaches and the gaps began to be closed, the enemies began to be angry, and they began to conspire to fight against Jerusalem and to create confusion. Whenever anything that has been broken down by the powers of darkness begins to be rebuilt, the powers of darkness rise up. You can see that in the spiritual. You can also see that in the natural. We have a clear example of this, naturally speaking. We all know well the damage that has been done to our nation over many years. And our president and his administration are trying to rebuild what has been broken down. They are trying to rebuild what has been destroyed over many years by the powers of darkness working through ungodly men. And as they work to rebuild, the ungodly are very upset. And I will say, this president and this administration are not perfect. They are making mistakes and they will make mistakes. But we see right before our very eyes the war that is happening between light and darkness. As this administration is trying to rebuild, the ungodly are mocking them. They're trying to weaken the work of their hands, even through judges. They are trying to stop the rebuilding. Any work that is good and righteous, the enemy will do everything in his power to stop. Any work of righteousness is always going to be attacked. We need to be aware that as we work to rebuild what the powers of darkness have destroyed in our nation, we are going to experience what Ezra and Nehemiah experienced. For example, if we are praying for our cities, the powers of darkness are going to rise up against us to try to stop us from praying. They're going to try to stop us from working to rebuild through prayer. Why? Because Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 tells us that Satan is the one that brings nations low. He makes the earth to tremble. He shakes kingdoms and he overthrows cities. So anytime we are praying, trying to rebuild through prayer, Satan is going to be very upset and the powers of darkness are going to rise up and attack. In the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, we see two very clear keys to overcoming the attacks of the enemy so that the work of rebuilding is not hindered. I want to briefly mention the two keys, which I believe are keys for us today. In Ezra chapter 8, Ezra called for a fast because he knew that the enemy would be lying in wait to rob them of all the resources that the king had given them for the rebuilding of the temple. They were traveling from Babylon to Jerusalem. Ezra did not want to ask the king for a band of soldiers to protect them on their journey because he had told the king that the hand of the Lord was upon them. So for testimony's sake, he did not want to rely on the arm of flesh to help them. So Ezra called for a fast. And the people fasted and prayed and sought the Lord, and Scripture says the Lord heard their cry and He delivered them from their enemies. Fasting is one key to overcoming the tactics of the enemies that rise up to hinder us from rebuilding. Another key to overcoming the tactics of the enemy we find in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9. It says that while they were rebuilding the walls, Nehemiah and the people prayed and set a watch against their enemies day and night. Day and night. There was no rest. They could not let their guard down. They could not stop praying and watching. They knew that if they rested, their enemies would succeed. They were truly watchful against the enemy at all times. That is what we must do. We cannot let our guard down day or night. We need to have our minds on the Lord, and we need to pray continually. Praying continually as the Holy Spirit leads us. If He awakens us at 3 a.m, we should respond and say, Holy Spirit, do you want me to pray? We can pray until we fall back asleep. Day and night, we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as to what we should be praying for. Should we be praying for our families or praying for ourselves? Or maybe praying for our church or the church in America or praying for this president and the administration? Or maybe the Holy Spirit wants us to pray for our nation's protection from foreign enemies and from enemies within our nation who are seeking to destroy us. There are so many things we can be in prayer for. We want to be continually on guard. Under Ezra's leadership, things were beginning to turn around for God's people, naturally speaking, just like we see happening in our nation today. But Ezra was concerned that things were not changing spiritually. So he began to fast and pray and cry out to God, knowing they had just a small window of opportunity. Things may be better naturally for our nation, but we are very needy spiritually. And we may only have a short window of opportunity to turn things around through fasting and prayer. If we get comfortable, if we slack in prayer, if we become complacent, everything that God has done through the prayers of His people will just be temporary, and we will lose the battle to the enemy. Because when we rest, the enemy gains ground. Many years ago, there was a God-fearing Armenian Christian who was sending some merchandise to a distant city. There were no railroads in that part of the country, and they had a valuable amount of goods, so the Christian merchant himself accompanied the caravan. The first night, a group of Kurds drew near to the camp to rob them. As they drew near to the campsite, they were astonished to find high walls where walls had never stood before. The next night, they found the same impassable walls. And on the third night, they found the same walls, but there were breaches in them through which the robbers entered. The captain of the Kurds was so terrified by the mystery that he woke up the Armenian Christian, asking what it meant. He told how his band had followed Intenna, robbing them, how they had found the high walls around the caravan on the first and second nights, but on this night they had been able to enter through breaches. He then told the Armenian Christian that if he would tell them the secret of all of this, he would not harm them. The Armenian was puzzled. My friends, he said, I have done nothing to have walls raised about us. All I do is pray every evening, committing myself and those with me to God. I fully trust in Him to keep me from all evil. But tonight, being very tired and sleepy, I made a rather half-hearted prayer. That must be why you were allowed to break through. The Kurds were overcome by the testimony, and then and there they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. But the Armenian Christian never forgot the breach in the wall of prayer. If we are praying half-heartedly, that is when there are breaches in our walls of God's protection, and the enemy takes advantage. That is why we cannot afford to be complacent. We cannot afford to stop praying. We cannot afford to stop interceding. We must set our hearts to seek the Lord faithfully, spending time morning and night in prayer. Scripture tells us that Israel did not set their hearts to seek the Lord, and there were consequences. Psalms chapter 78 talks about Israel's unfaithfulness to the Lord. They were a stubborn and rebellious generation that did not set their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. And you see the consequences. In that psalm, it tells us that the children of Ephraim turned back in the day of battle. His people forgot his works and the wonders that he had done and how he had saved them. As I read this psalm recently, I kept thinking about us, the American Christians. When the Lord hears our cry and delivers us from captivity or delivers us from a difficult situation, what do we do after? We want to be sure that we are not resting, that we are not becoming complacent. The powers of darkness do not rest. They do not stop fighting. So we cannot afford to either while we are here on earth doing the work of the kingdom of God. If we turn back in the day of battle, as Ephraim did, our enemies will succeed and win the war between light and darkness. It is not time for us to rest. We may have a small window of opportunity to finish the rebuilding, just like Ezra and Nehemiah did. The Lord has done so much for us. The Lord has done so much for our nation through our prayers, but we do not want to be like Israel under King Josiah. They were content with natural change in their nation, but they did not change spiritually. So the Lord had to remove King Josiah, and they went into captivity. Let us be a people of God, who pray more than ever. It is time for us to seek the Lord while he may be found. It is time to thank the Lord for what he's done in the natural, but we must fast, we must pray faithfully until we see a spiritual outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our hearts. Let's persevere through prayer, through fasting, until America has a spiritual healing, until the hearts of men, women, young people, and children are broken and repentant, turning back to righteousness. I want to pray today as I finish this podcast. I want to pray that the Lord delivers us from complacency and gives us new grace to continue to persevere in prayer. Holy Spirit, we turn to you today. We are so grateful for what you have done for our nation. We are grateful for so many blessings that you are pouring out upon us. But Lord, we do not want to be content with natural blessings. We want to seek the spiritual blessings that we know is the answer for our nation. We know that with a spiritual awakening, we will be healed. Our nation will be saved. So Lord, we turn our eyes upon you today. We ask that you would deliver us, your people, from complacency, from being at ease. We ask that you would give new grace to be on our knees, interceding for America, interceding and pleading for that spiritual awakening to come to America, that spiritual awakening that will transform the hearts of the people. We know that will be the answer for the salvation of our nation. So Lord, I pray for new grace today upon each one that listens to this podcast, that we would be a people of prayer that you can use to push back the powers of darkness so that the rebuilding can be completed, so that your name can be exalted and lifted up, and so that your kingdom can go forward in our land. I ask these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.